The possibility of another Kennedy in the Senate has created a lot of chatter. Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of President John F. Kennedy, has made her interest known in Hillary Clinton's Senate seat. Clinton is expected to vacate the seat to become Secretary of State, and the governor of New York gets to appoint a replacement. Well, today and tomorrow, we're going to hear arguments for and against a Senator Caroline Kennedy. Tonight, commentator Matthew Continetti says appointing Kennedy would reveal some uncomfortable truths about the United States.
I've been trying to figure out why Caroline Kennedy deserves a Senate appointment any more than the next woman, and I've come up short. Kennedy has never held public office. She's not associated with any political issue. She has no constituency. She's spent her entire life, as the New York Times put it, avoiding the spotlight. What Kennedy has going for her is her name. This is the only reason she is a frontrunner for the appointment. Americans like to think that they live in a meritocracy where your surname has no influence on your prospects. But this has not been the case in politics for a long time, and it increasingly is not the case in other arenas of American life, like sports, entertainment, and even journalism. The Kennedys are America's most famous dynasty, but they are not alone. George W. Bush's family connections launched his political career, and so did Hillary Clinton's. Jeb Bush's recent suggestion of interest in a Florida Senate seat cleared out all internal opposition. Names have power, and politically active families are adept at taking over a party's fundraising apparatus and passing it from generation to generation like an heirloom Fabergé egg. We rationalize this developing aristocracy by saying that while the folks we elect may all be related, at least we elected them. The ballot box can legitimize a dynasty. But this is the second reason why Kennedy's appointment would be troubling. She would be seated based on the reasoning of one individual. Now, that reasoning might be good or bad, but it is not democratic. The process by which states replace U.S. senators is a relic from a less democratic America. The Constitution specifies that U.S. representatives are to be replaced by special election. Yet in 1913, when the 17th Amendment allowed for the direct election of senators, it left the matter of senatorial replacement to the states. State legislatures and governors therefore maintained some control over the composition of the Senate. This favored the well-connected, and it created new opportunities for graft, as one easily sees in the controversy over Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's alleged selling of Barack Obama's Senate seat. No wonder voters so often toss out appointed senators at the first opportunity. Voters won't have the opportunity to validate Governor Patterson's choice until 2010. If he does choose Kennedy, she will be in search of a cause to champion. No problem. I have a suggestion. She could urge the passage of a constitutional amendment establishing that all vacant Senate seats be filled by special election. And she could make the case that the current system leaves America less equal and less democratic than it ought to be.
Matthew Continetti of the Weekly Standard, a conservative magazine. He is the author of The K Street Gang, The Rise and Fall of the Republican Machine. Tomorrow, a different view from Adam Bellow, author of the book In Praise of Nepotism. If you would like to comment on the essay that you've just heard, go to the opinion section of npr.org.